This is Dr. Mejia, the name for the patient, Nagla, N-A-G-L-A-A, K-M-O, K-A-M-E-L. Medical records 146031, number 10-15-1969, referring physician Dr. Lachman Hardowan, H-A-R-D-O-W-A-R. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure, October 4th, 2023, indications, abnormal CT scan showing possible colonic mucosa thickening, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, status post-right hemicolectomy. Number 2, rectal polyp. Number 4, diverticulosis coli. Next number, internal hemorrhoids, peripheral tephon insertion, anastomosis area, complications non immediately, medication, aspirin, anesthesia care, peripheral open procedure. Open procedure, after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus. Procedure, periscope is introduced into the aortic area, after the colon into the anastomosis area without complications. Peer examination performed, bone withdrawal period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under the procedure period, retroflexion performed. Retroflexion performed at the rectum peripheral. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes. Preparation was good. Peripheral findings and rectum. Internal hemorrhage wave 1 period. Diminutive polyp about 3 millimeter spell. Co-biopsy polypectomy performed. Peripheral. Sigmoid descending colon scatter. Early diverticulosis present. Peripheral. Transverse flexure pyonoma. Peripheral. Transverse colon hepatic flexure pyonoma. Peripheral. There is an anastomosis noted in the right colon. This is consistent with status post-right hemicolectomy period. Anastomosis appeared normal and patent period. Ilia loose examined appeared normal peripheral. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.